I'm in the modest, dusty park that is right at the center of Gaza City, and the place, since the ceasefire, has really come back to life. There are boys selling nuts that they're roasting on the backs of carts, men selling balloons, families strolling. It's a very peaceful scene. So different to the way things were not all that long ago.
This was the first big clash between Palestinians and Israelis since the Middle East started to change fundamentally 2 years ago. Both sides were probing, testing each other to see how the new Middle East was altering their old war. The fight wasn't all that different. The political outcome might be, though. Israel still has its Western friends, but Hamas has important allies now too, Turkey and Qatar, as well as the Egyptian government, which brokered the ceasefire. Hamas's claim to be the real leader of the Palestinians, instead of its Western-backed rivals in Fatah, is looking much more credible. That strike knocked the recorder over. It was so close to the BBC team's hotel that the blast broke the windows. Every morning, some Palestinian families had to dig through the ruins of their homes to find dead children or parents. I spoke to a man who was watching cousins, nephews and neighbours tearing at rubble, some with shovels, some with their bare hands. He said to me, when a boy's mother or father are killed, the boy will seek revenge for the killing. I spoke to Mads Gilbert, a Norwegian surgeon at Gaza's main hospital, minutes after he'd tried and failed to resuscitate a 13-year-old Palestinian boy who'd been rushed in with a shrapnel wound in the chest. Mr. Gilbert was infuriated by the way that Western countries tend to support Israel's version of events.
I feel between rage and desperation, between screaming and crying. This little Shabab, he's dead now. And the only crime in his life was that he was born Palestinian in Gaza. He hasn't done anything wrong. And nobody really speaks up for him. And I think this needs to be addressed in a way that the fundamental rights of the Palestinian civilian population in Gaza is being completely deserted by all these governments who currently are so preoccupied with human rights and protections of civilians. It's a huge double moral.
The first day of the ceasefire was a chance to start cleaning up. Gaza has a lot more damage and many more casualties than Israel, though every death, every wound, every wrecked house is someone's tragedy wherever it happens. It started raining on the first ceasefire day, better than what had been falling from the sky 24 hours earlier, according to a man called Ali, as the rain got heavier.
The rain is reflect that something good happened for these people, which is victory, I think.
Victory?
Yes.
Do you think this truce, this ceasefire, will continue, or will it be like the other ceasefires?
If the Israel respect this truce, maybe it will continue. But since there is occupied land, the people here demand many rights from Israel. So maybe the truce not continue forever.
So the rain is really coming down now, big fat drops, and everybody is running for cover. It's supposed to be a good sign. But the sad fact is that when a ceasefire starts around here, in Gaza and on the other side of the wire in southern Israel, people tend to think not will the next round of violence start, but when will it start?